This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about. It appears that Harvest 91 Festival, that Stephen Paddock brutally murdered close to 60 people, injured more than 527, might not have been his first target. We're going to talk about what happened and why he might have been thwarted from shooting up the Life is Beautiful concert. We also have possibly a hurricane scare that may be coming up by the end of this weekend to the Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Nate is gaining power, expecting to form into a hurricane within the next day or two and then possibly traveling up the Gulf to hit the United States. We're going to talk more about that. And Hugh Hefner, the Playboy icon who passed away a few days ago of quote-unquote natural causes, we've been told now was battling a multiple drug-resistant bacteria, E. coli. So we got a lot to talk about today, but we always have time for your questions, your comments. Please call it at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And again, I apologize if I don't sound as energetic as I usually am. It's been a very long few days. I really thank you guys for reaching out and, you know, wanting to help and donate blood and, you know, with all the good work that you want to do in the various cities that you live in, not to mention my own. President Trump is landing in Vegas any minute, and it's been a whirlwind. And when you hear more and more about who died and you know, who they were and, you know, how you knew them and you know, your friends' friends or your kids' friends, it's just really, really heartbreaking. And we still have many people who are fighting for their lives and, you know, or waiting for surgery, you know, while a bullet is still lodged in a very severe place, and it's frightening. But the outpouring of support throughout the United States has been amazing, and thank you. So as we discussed on Sunday, Stephen Paddock killed I thought it was up to 60 people at the last death toll. Hopefully it doesn't go up anymore. Injured 527 more as he fired on the music festival from hotel rooms. He turned two hotel rooms at Mandalay Bay, one of my favorite hotels on the Strip. He turned them into these sniper nests, which we talked about. And then he fired at the Country Music Festival, the Harvest 91. And police think that he was going to attack the Life is Beautiful Festival the week before. And this is something that when this Harvest Festival was shot at, one of the first thoughts we had is, you know, oh my gosh, the mayhem this caused, thank God nobody also did this a week before. Well, now we're being told that he might have tried a week before, but he couldn't get a condo or a hotel room that overlooked the Life is Beautiful Festival. The Life is Beautiful Festival occurred September 22nd to 24th, attracted 45,000 people. My son's friends were there, my son was going to go, and it turned out to be a great concert down because there was everybody going to these, you know, the concerts, and it was a huge, huge concert. You know, 45,000 people in one area. Unfortunately, you know, the Harvest Festival was the one that became the target. We don't want anybody becoming the target. And fortunate for the Life is Beautiful Festival, Paddock could not get a hotel room, from what we understand. And Chance the Rapper, Lord Muse, they were all entertaining individuals the week before this happened at the other Life is Beautiful Festival. Of course, parents have been talking about this on Facebook. They've been messaging, you know, should I ever send my kid to a concert again? You know, are concerts the easy prime target now? And, you know, that's how I feel. I, you know, as soon as I heard that, that it could have been Life is Beautiful, or it could have been, any other concert, or what happened with this Harvest Festival, and a real fun concert in a safe area. You know, the Strip is a very safe area. A lot of security, very open. It's not like, you know, it's hidden in the woods anywhere. You know, this is in the desert, but it's in a very, you know, open area. You know, you can get water if you need to go to a bathroom because there's hotels surrounding it. To see something like this, when somebody could be a sniper or start raining gunfire at you from up above, that just changes, you know, how we need to do concerts now. It's a shame we live in this type of world, and we're still trying to figure out what the heck happened. Apparently, his girlfriend has now made it to the United States. The Vegas shooter's girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley. She was met by the FBI at LAX. She is considered a, quote, person of interest. Okay? Right now, not a suspect. I mean, from what we understand, she was in the Philippines for at least 2 weeks, but there's been some discussion that Paddock had transferred $100,000 to the Philippines shortly before the massacre. Obviously, the FBI wants to know, what's going on with that. Also, it appears that Paddock had a guest with them at the hotel. There's one of the casino workers did a quick snapshot, phone shot of a receipt for room service that Paddock got in his hotel room on 9/27. He ordered an Angus double burger, bagel with cream cheese, soup, bottled water, two sodas. It even says on here how many people too. And so you don't want to pay extra room charges or room fees. Whenever it's room service, they kind of sometimes charge per person. So you're not going to say two if you don't have to. I mean, there's no advantage to that. You just say one. Even if you want to order two meals, just say one. But it appears it says guests, two guests. And so you wonder who was in the room with him at the time. A lot of discussion of how he had knocked out two windows in two separate rooms with the shooting. And, you know, how did he go back and forth? Some people said the gunfire seemed to sound to be in succession very quickly. How would he run back and forth between the two rooms? We don't have those reports, so we don't know. Did he shoot out of one window and then he ran to the other window when people were fleeing to try to shoot them? We're not getting all that information, but we have not ruled out that, he was alone and that, you know, there could have been somebody else, you know, up there as well. As a parent, you know, I don't blame you for freaking out as a citizen. This is some frightening stuff. And what's also frightening is he took weapons and he converted them into automatic assault rifles. This is some scary stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so when we heard Stephen Paddock had a girlfriend, we were surprised. You know, who would want to be with that person? I mean, real son of a evil. But because he shot himself and died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound after he killed close to, at the time, 52 people at the time of the shooting that happened with the Harvest 91 festival. The girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley, she was out of the country. And from what we understand, she was out of the country for a while, 10 days before the shooting. So people were thinking, well, was he suicidal? Did she break up with him? And then, you know, he ended up just going berserk, you know, what happened. And then we found out that $100,000 had been transferred to the Philippines shortly before the massacre. So we're like, well, that's odd. And then, according to Daily Mail, her sisters claim that Paddock had sent her away prior to the shooting so she would not, quote, interfere with his plans. Paddock had a total of 47 guns, 23 of which were in the hotel room, and of those, 12 had fully automatic fire capabilities. And also we're being told that he even jerry-rigged, modified one with a, quote, legal rapid-fire device. He modified with a legal, quote, bump stock style device that allows the shooter to rapidly fire off rounds without actually converting it to a fully automatic weapon. So this is somebody that took a lot of time planning this. So a girlfriend being overseas, it will obviously be a, quote, person of interest. Doesn't mean she did anything bad, but she's going to be somebody that has to be, you know, I guess, interrogated. Now, another thing, though, that I think kind of makes us all scratch our head is when this did first occur, we were being told in the media that, no, they weren't going to investigate the girlfriend. No. And you're like, well, that was pretty fast. Right? Just like they said, no, this has nothing to do with terrorism. No. Okay, but does it take a little while longer for you to, you know, search the house and go through all the computer and, I you ruled that out pretty fast. But then, you know, with the government, bless their hearts, I don't know how they handle the media in terms of the media wanting to report on something like right then and there, and the media doesn't like the answer of, oh, we will give you a report in a few days when we, you know, figure everything out. No, the media does not like that. So it's easier to go, nah, it's all a big no for now, so everybody calms down, and then later they say, oh, well, something could be an act of terrorism, or this could be this, you know. I mean, look what happened to Osama bin Laden. We find out that Osama bin Laden was killed, right, by the Navy SEALs. Good for them. With SEAL Team 6, great job. And we're like, all right, let's see the body. Oh, no, we already dumped him yesterday in the ocean. What? You just told us the news that really he's gone, so we can't even see. Yeah, you start to scratch your head going, what the hell is going on here? So anyway, so the girlfriend now, the Las Vegas shooter, Miss Marilou Danley, was met by federal investigators when she returned to the U.S. from the Philippines last night. She told her family her conscience is clear. Authorities described her as a person of interest. She touched down to LAX just after 7 p.m., was being wheeled through the airport in a wheelchair. The 62-year-old was wearing a hat, light blue jacket, was pushing a black suitcase in front of her, and we don't know why she's in a wheelchair. You see previous pictures of her kind of standing and looking pretty healthy, but then again, LAX is a big airport, and I think a lot of people, especially if they have to get from one place to another fairly quickly, sometimes it's easier to do a wheelchair. But you would also wonder, what about one of those security, you know, beep, 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 you know, those little security trucks that you see? So that was kind of interesting. So the police official revealed she voluntarily returned to the U.S. in a bid to clear her name of any involvement with the massacre that had killed thus far 59 people and injured 527 more. But her sisters have broken their silence, insisting that she was unaware of Paddock's motives, but her brother said she told him she had a clean conscience. Now, this came hours after police released terrifying footage of, you know, the cops busting in, etc. So what is this? Did he send her because she was going to interfere, meaning stop him when she found out what was going on? You know, and had absolutely no idea, you know, or did he send her out there for another reason? Did he send her out there to maybe, you know, you start to think, you know, well, what's going on? Why would he send money over there? Would there have been some sort of a plan for him to move to the Philippines? Maybe he wanted to do this and run? I don't know. Now, usually you don't get out of Dodge very easily whenever you shoot up a bunch of people. So, we're also being told, so that's what we know for now, all right? So, she had arrived in Manila on September 15th, then she departed for Hong Kong September 22nd, then returned to Manila 3 days later. She was traveling on an Australian passport, and Paddock had transferred $100,000 to the Philippines in the days before the shooting. Investigators are still trying to trace the money and are also looking into at least a dozen financial reports over the past several weeks. Apparently, Paddock gambled more than $10,000 a day. And he wired the money to an account before setting up the little sniper's nest on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay. So So we'll keep you posted as we get more information on that. Now, another piece of information that has been revealed is that the gunman was on anti-anxiety medication. Well, I think half the country. But apparently, he was prescribed an anti-anxiety medication in the months leading up to the attack. According to the Las Vegas Review Journal, Paddock was prescribed 50 10-milligram diazepam tablets, which is Valium, and was instructed to take one pill daily. But it's not clear if he had been taking them regularly. Now, the drug known as Valium is part of that class called the benzodiazepines. Now, we talked about the benzodiazepines are sedatives, help people sleep, help them with anxiety, even can be used as a muscle relaxant. And it appears that we have a Nevada prescription monitoring program that could look up and see who was prescribed what. And I guess it was given by a Dr. Stephen Winkler, who is a prescribing physician. It has the amounts, it tells the date, etc. And so he obviously saw a physician here, you know, fairly recently before this attack. Doherty said diazepam could be used to treat a, this is Scott Doherty, executive director of Maryland House Detox, told Fox News that diazepam could be used to treat a variety of things, anxiety disorders, alcohol withdrawal-related seizures, maybe, you know, somebody who drinks a lot and then is going to be without alcohol. We don't want them to go through DTs or Cs, so we would put them on diazepam. And side effects, it usually makes you tired. You know, it's not supposed to make you violent. It's not supposed to, you know, but the question we have is, you know, did he have a psychological illness that was being treated, you know, with Valium? And trust me, a lot of people, you know, are on Valium or Xanax or clonazepam. You know, it doesn't mean you have, quote unquote, a mental illness. But whenever something like this happens, right? You know, and we talk about Jared Loughner and Adam Lanza and, you know, these variety of killers out there that caused, you know, mass shootings and, you know, mayhem that they did. We look back and many of them were in a doctor's office. They were there. They were in a doctor's office and they were treated for a mood disorder or for anxiety or for depression. And so when we started playing Monday Morning Quarterback, we go, all right, well, you know, you see, there he was. He went to the doctor, so they should have caught it. Well, what did he tell the doctor? Yeah, I'm having some issues sleeping, you know, and I travel a lot. I'm going to be traveling to the Philippines, so I need something to sleep on the plane. Do you mind giving me a prescription? And you have some people that they have been on Xanax or Valium, you know, for years, since their rape or car accident or divorce. So it's a very common medication. It's just, unfortunately, when stuff like this happens and somebody ends up becoming a terrorist or becoming a mass murderer, we go back and we see who could have stopped them. Who could have, at any stage of this, stopped them? So now the girlfriend's being interrogated, the doctor's going to probably be interrogated, and every, you know, the FBI, no stone is going to be unturned. You know, what could have been the signs? Not that they want to get anybody in trouble. Nobody's going to want to get the doctor in trouble. But if there is a psychological profile and somebody that could predictably have this type of behavior, we want to draw out that profile and use it as a template to identify future mass murders. Now, what's so scary is that these medications are used all the time, and somebody having a little bit of anxiety does not mean they're going to be a killer, or somebody who has insomnia. But, you know, was there something he said to the doctor? Was there some activity that he did? Now, we got to be careful of that, too. Well, let's say he actually does have more of a diagnosis. Let's say he had an obsessive-compulsive disorder, or he had an antisocial disorder, or he had a behavioral personality or whatever. We have to be careful because somebody who does have any of those issues and is addressing them very successfully with the therapist, we don't want them falsely accused. So our goal of trying to figure out who could be a killer and identify them before they do that is probably going to be the most difficult, almost impossible tasks to take on. But that's what they're doing right now. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. It looks like we may have another hurricane coming our way.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, if things couldn't get any worse, now we're being told that a, quote, festering mass of thunderstorms in the southwestern Caribbean has gradually become better organized and has been declared the 16th tropical depression of Atlantic hurricane season as of today by the National Hurricane Center. The depression is likely to become the season's 14th named storm. All right? This depression, they say, could strengthen substantially over the coming days and make landfall along the U.S. Gulf Coast between Louisiana and Florida's West Coast late Sunday as a hurricane. So, New Orleans, Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida, Apalachicola, Florida, and even Tampa could be population centers that the system could directly impact. Again, right now, it's not at the point where it's a hurricane, and its projection is a projection. It's very, you know, widely right now predicted, but it appears it would just head straight up the Caribbean into the Gulf Coast. They say the system is forecast to continue strengthening over the Gulf of Mexico and could affect portions of the northern Gulf Coast as a hurricane this weekend with direct impacts from wind, storm surge, and heavy rainfall. They say, however, it is too early to specify the timing or magnitude of these impacts. So right now it's centered east of Nicaragua. The depression is expected to drift northwestward near the coastline of Nicaragua and Honduras. Tropical storm warnings are already in effect. Rainfall are predicted right now to be about 15 to 20 inches in parts of Nicaragua. So it will pass over the Yucatan Peninsula, probably near Cancun, for those of you traveling. Eastern Yucatan Channel, it could reach the Gulf of Mexico by late Friday and then pick up speed. Or it could die out. It could, it could quiet down. But, you know, it looks like it brushes land and then gets to float around in the water for some time. In the Caribbean and then the Gulf of Mexico. So that doesn't bode well. We'll keep you posted on that. It's just that's like the last thing we need right now. 1-877-DOC-DALY. I know it's October. Yeah, hurricane season usually ends by November. I think November 30th is the official day that it ends. So we're in October. That's, you know, and it's warm still out. You know, and if it's warm, if I go outside and it's warm, my guess is the water is still warm. But this is definitely a historic year and a lot of bad storms. Hurricane Nate, I think, didn't it? Nate used to be a storm. I think it was used in 2005 and 2011. They haven't renamed it. They'll rename it whenever it's bad. Like, I don't think they're ever going to use Katrina again. I don't think they're ever going to use Andrew. They're probably not going to use Irma or Harvey. Yeah, we're going to see Gert again, probably. All right, we'll keep you posted on that. Many of you wanted to know what happened to that Michigan mom who refused to vaccinate her child. Did she get jail time? Yeah, she did. She got 7 days jail time. She was sentenced for contempt of court. She's a mother of two. From what I understand, she and hubby separated. And they had agreements, okay, dating back to, I guess, November 2016, that the kids would be vaccinated, but on a delayed schedule. Okay? From what I understand, she didn't like the idea of all these shots being done at once. And now she's divorced, and her name is Rebecca Bredo. And Bredo, her ex-husband wanted the son vaccinated. The problem is that she's the primary caregiver for her son. So you have a parent going, "Will you please vaccinate my kid?" But you have the other parent going, "I don't want anybody to inject anything to my kid." So she's the primary caregiver, but now dad's going to have temporary custody. He's going to get to take the child to get vaccinated while she's in jail. She said, "I would rather sit behind bars standing up for what I believe in than giving in to something I strongly don't believe in." Bredow believes in parents having the choice to make a right decision for the children based on the parents' knowledge of vaccines and the child. Bredow said she and the boy's father made a decision to space out and delay some of the child's vaccines. So this is tricky. And the kid's in the middle. You have a kid, he just doesn't want to get a disease. He just doesn't want to get sick, and he just doesn't want to die. Okay? And so the kid can't make the decision. You ask the kid, "Do you want a shot?" The kid's going to say no. You ask the kid, "Yeah, well, the shot can have side effects." The kid's going to be like, "All right, fine, good." Still no. He said, "Yeah, if you don't get the shot, you could get polio, you could get tennis, you could get..." No. I don't even think they mentioned what vaccine it is. I don't know the age of her son. This could be the HPV vaccine. I don't know. Right? And when it comes to vaccines and medicine, doesn't seem to matter. You know, we won't sit there with you as a parent, which some parents want, and I understand that, but we won't sit with you as a parent and go, okay, so here are all the vaccines. You got MMR, you got hepatitis, you got varicella, you got polio. Which ones do you want and which ones do you not? We really don't do that. All right, we say this is the vaccine schedule, and this is what your child will be getting. Unless burden is on you, you go through great lengths to, you know, deny vaccination, whether it's religious reasons, whether it's, there's some waivers that you could get. So what happens when you have parents that are, all right, you know, they're, you know, together, and, you know, they go, all right, now, pro-vaccine, we're going to do it this way. Then all of a sudden they divorce, and one gets one set of information, another gets another set of education, and now they differ. I don't blame the dad for wanting the kid to get vaccinated. You know, the older the kid gets, the more risky could be, vaccinate the kid like all the other kids. But I also understand the mom. I'm really worried about what's in the vaccine, she could say. I don't like hearing these stories. You know, we know that it's not 100% safe. My kid is healthy. Why would I let you put something into his body while he's healthy? Even though you and I and most people agree that vaccines are a smarter way to go, we still have to appreciate what the other side is thinking. Okay? We can't keep calling everybody loons. We can't call people that are pro-vaccine, you know, government stooges and conspirators, in bed with pharmaceutical companies pretending you need a vaccine so everybody can make money. We don't want people calling people pro-vaccine that, and we also don't want people calling anti-vaxxers loons either. All right, you know, what are the reasonings? What are you afraid of? Now, the data and the research point considerably, overwhelmingly, that vaccines are safe. But anti-vaxxers are concerned that we're not getting the facts when they're not safe. When there is a side effect, are we getting the facts? And so they believe that maybe some of it could be hidden. And me playing devil's advocate, maybe it's not purposefully hidden. It's there's a lot of burden of proof to say a vaccine causes a side effect. If your child all of a sudden starts to act funny, or you have a SIDS case, or with what they're saying with the HPV vaccine, there was a girl who died in her sleep of respiratory failure after the vaccine, I think days after the vaccine. How do you prove it was the vaccine? But we have a lot of these anecdotal cases where the parents are like, it must have been the vaccine. And some people claim the parents are making that claim so they could get money. You know, look, something bad happened to your child, you just want to blame the vaccine so you could sue. And the parent may be doing that, or the parent may be like, no, I really believe the vaccine did this. So, but now the big concern is, you know, parents are looking at this as, you could really be thrown in jail? Where are your rights? Where's your child's rights? If you don't want to inject your child with something, you're going to go to jail? And I predicted this is going to go to the Supreme Court. You will see this go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is going to have to decide, does the Constitution protect the child by A, vaccination, or B, not forcing them to be vaccinated? Where are your rights? You know, there's been a lot of issues in California with parental rights. Your kid can't go to school unless they get a vaccine. And the parents are like, but I don't want to inject my kid. You can't tell me to put something in my son's body. And that's where the argument comes. But vaccines save lives, and we need to protect our other kids. It's not an easy topic. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $300.
$647 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We are Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So last week, Hugh Hefner died at the age of 91. He was the founder of Playboy, came up with the logo with the bunnies and the idea that you had half-naked women running around and then in a magazine, partially naked, and it was one of the biggest hits in modern history. And he died after suffering cardiac arrest, but we're being told, according to his death certificate, he died of respiratory failure as well. E. coli, a highly resistant E. coli infection, and septicemia. Septicemia means the infection probably spread to the blood. They say this particular strain of E. coli had a high resistance to antibiotics. He had died inside his Playboy mansion. He was buried 3 days later next to Marilyn Monroe, which was, I believe, in his will and a dream that I think he always said he wanted to be buried next to Marilyn Monroe. He was married to Crystal Harris when he died. She's been, in the news talking about, what's been going on, and, she's so heartbroken, and I don't blame her. I mean, she's young, and she's probably never lost a spouse before. It's not easy. And, people have been not being very professional about it online, can I say? Especially with the talk of highly resistant bacteria. Anybody could get a highly resistant bacteria. You don't have to be a Playboy icon for that. And so may he rest in peace. But from what we understand, according to TMZ and the LA Times, he had this infection for about 6 days. And first set of antibiotics wouldn't cut it. And so E. coli, a very, very nasty bacterial infection, that could affect the kidneys, it could affect the lungs, it could affect a variety of things, but most notably go into sepsis. Now, when you look at his death certificate and you look at, a death certificate, you see something that says like cardiac arrest or respiratory failure or, septicemia due to bacteria, or a bacteria that has high resistance, and then septicemia. Each one of those things can kill. Cardiac arrest can kill. Respiratory failure can kill. They each could kill. But also, there are things that could lead to cardiac arrest. So what's respiratory failure? Respiratory failure occurs when your lungs can't meet the oxygen demands of the body. So if he had an infection in his lungs, like a pneumonia, that could cause respiratory failure. Or if you have heart failure that fills your lungs up with fluid, then you could go into respiratory failure. So a lot of things can cause respiratory failure if you're a smoker, etc. Cardiac arrest, as we talk about on the show many times, it's when the electricity that is necessary to cause that beat and contraction of the heart muscle stops, hence the whole heart stops. Cardiac arrest. E. coli bacterial infection, again, E. coli can usually be controlled with antibiotics and could cause a mild illness at times. People get E. coli bladder infections all the time. Yet now we have a rapidly growing resistant strain of E. coli not being controlled with antibiotics, and it's pretty scary. That bacteria can go to other parts of the body, causing respiratory failure as well. And if bacteria goes to the other parts of the body and gets into the blood system, it could cause septicemia. And septicemia, or sepsis, is where the infection is in the blood. That could lead to septic shock. When you go into septic shock, your blood pressure drops. That could cause the heart to stop as well. So, when older individuals start fighting things, we as a doctor or we as a family, we start to panic, because if you're vulnerable, one disease leads to another disease and then leads to another disease. Why do you think we are so on your butts when it comes to the flu shot? Right now, everybody's saying, go get your flu shot. I just got my flu shot. Everyone's like, go get your flu shot. You got to get your flu shot. And then you're like, okay, please. And grandma and grandpa are sitting there. They're like, look, I'm doing fine. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't be making me drag my butt to a doctor's office, get a flu shot, because then I'll get sick. No, I'm fine, I am good, leave me alone. Well, the reason why we freak out, especially for older individuals, is if they do get the flu, very easily then they could acquire pneumonia. And once you get pneumonia, you could go into respiratory failure. Or that bacteria that caused the pneumonia could turn into a sepsis. They go into septic shock, etc. And so, you know, 5 steps prior, we want to nip it in the bud. And, you know, we talked about superbugs. You know, superbugs we made. Okay? Superbugs are the fault of man. It's our fault that people have superbugs. Right? We taken it. And I, you know, I wouldn't have done it differently, though. I don't think. I don't know how much different we could have done it. Right? You know, we were dying from infection for years. And then finally they discovered penicillin. We were able to use during World War II penicillin and help save millions of soldiers and, you know, from dying and we throughout the globe. And, you know, an antibiotic that could fight an infection was a godsend. And it just revolutionized medicine. But, you know, man dinks, God links. Man works, God laughs. Meanwhile, nature's like, all right, you got this antibiotic? My move. I'm going to step it up a little bit. So what happens is the bacteria, or it could be a virus or anything, fungi, whatever you are trying to attack with your medication, you hit that blast. We'll do bacteria for now. You hit that bacteria with a blast of antibiotic. Most of the bacteria are going to die. But a couple of them are going to be like, whoa, I'm still around. I'm still here. And then those bacteria, if they don't get hit again, well, they'll be able to divide and continue. And then you wonder, well, how did they survive? Well, maybe they had better genes. You know, how come they survived that antibiotic blast? Why were they resistant when the others weren't? We may not know, but what we do know is that bacteria that is resistant is going to make babies. And their baby bacteria will probably have the same genes, hence resistance to the antibiotic. And so this antibiotic resistance, you know, you unless you knock them out in a 1-2 punch or a 7-day punch or a 10-day punch, you can't leave anybody alive, any bacteria alive. You can't, because that one can make the babies that become more resistant. You have to knock it out. That's why we tell you don't take an antibiotic for just 1 day and stop. Okay, that's going to breed resistance. Now, some people say, well, Dahlia, that doesn't make sense. Okay, if the antibiotic can kill it, whether it's in 5 days or 10 days, then it's susceptible. Not entirely. All right, you know, when genomes multiply and when bacteria divide and the genetic material gets passed, mutations can happen. And so very easily a mutation could go one way or another. And these mutations could enhance the resistance. Okay? You know, we don't want any semi-strong bacteria making it to the next level. Now, the other problem we're doing is sometimes we need bacteria to help fight off others. Our skin bacteria. Our skin bacteria is phenomenal. It is probably one of our biggest defenses and most underrated defense systems that we have. The bacteria on our skin. Yet we're so busy antimicrobializing that we're killing the bacteria that's trying to stave off and keep other bacteria away. Just like in your gut microbiome. In the gut microbiome, the bacteria in your intestines, it has a job to do. You start to kill that bacteria off, bad things can happen. So we need to be very smart with our bacteria. We also need to find other ways to kill bugs. Right? You know, it doesn't always have to be about an antibiotic. You know, maybe there's other things we could do. We talked about silver. We talked about the Tasmanian devil milk. There are certain properties, certain antibodies within certain natural substances that we could maybe use. If we could harness that, you know, maybe light therapy, etc. There's a lot of good stuff we could do. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Kia Psaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.